Hello and welcome to the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival, presented by Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro. I'm Jay Zeta. Last time our journey into the impossible took us all the way to the afterlife, but in this final episode we'll be wrapping up by jumping to some impossible conclusions. Coming up later is The Age of Invisibility, or The Eyes Have It, a period piece about a robbery in broad daylight. Now let's travel back to 1944. Before convenience stores like Sammy's had scratch-off lottery tickets, the era equivalent were punch boards, a sort of gambling game where you'd buy chances to poke holes in a decorated board, and some holes would reveal a prize. Sammy's about to get robbed. Who done it? Draw your own impossible conclusion in The Age of Invisibility, or The Eyes Have It.
20 this time! Give me 20 punch boards! The punch Hitler in the face
one! The one! Hey, now, the 20 is the one I
think. Now I got wounded and can't fight the Germans anymore. Better than astronomical odds.
New York Times, here, please.
Hey, Sammy. Maybe this is my lucky day.
Just a New York Times for me. I like to keep up with the news.
Just too dang hot.
Hey, did you see the game last night?
What are you talking about?
Give me 10, 20, 50.
Hey, Sammy, give me 100. 100 chances.
It's logical. It increases your chances of being patriotic.
Of hitting old Hitler in the kisser. Of winning.
Hey, where's the money in the drawer? Hey, I've been robbed!
Nobody move! So, Sammy, what's wrong?
I've been robbed. My drawer. All the 20s and the 50s I stacked under them, they're all gone. Even the 10s.
Got a robbery at the corner store. A 211, right? Cash?
Yeah, all cash.
Okay, nobody leave. I've got to talk with everyone. Sammy, you shouldn't have done that. Fingerprints might have been on the metal. Now probably just yours are there. Okay, did anybody see anything? Something unusual? Anyone hanging around the till?
Well, I started looking through the books.
Minding my own business.
Bought my chances and punched them. Shucks. Losers.
Okay, one at a time. Sammy, how many times I told you keeping the till open between transactions is risky?
But it's so much easier to do it that way. The whole world comes in here to buy chances on the punch cards.
Who doesn't want to take a shot at punching old Adolf?
It's patriotic. Good right hook to the kisser.
Knock that little mustache off, especially since we can't fight no more.
Sky's the limit.
How much cash? Over 100?
Definitely. Over 2. Maybe close to 300. My boss will kill me.
Hey, your boss won't do that. Okay, nobody leave. I need your names. I need to talk to all of you.
Seriously?
Come on. It's a Saturday morning. Got a breakfast date.
Got a baseball game. I want a fiver on my board, see?
Gotta go shopping.
Too bad. We'll make it as fast as possible.
Ah, come on.
Name, address, work.
Money McElroy, living worse than I.
Okay, what did you see?
See? Well, nothing really. I wasn't paying attention. I was punching my cards to see if I won anything. Using a match, you know, that works best. Oh, yeah, an old lady paid for a New York Times and left. I dropped my matchstick and that's when I saw her. When I picked the match up.
You saw who? An old lady?
No, I don't know who she was, but she was a gorgeous babe. Wow! I mean, a knockout, a TKO.
Yes, her, my God. I thought my heart would stop. She was beautiful. I mean, really stunning.
So where is she, this paragon of pulchritude?
What? Gee. I don't see her anywhere. I need the racing form.
Hold your horses, buddy. What about you, ma'am?
Lily Davis, 1515 Brooklyn Heights. Oh, I saw her too. And I don't mind telling you, she was the most incredibly beautiful woman I have ever seen. I mean, ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some folks think women exaggerate or are just jealous of really good-looking women. But Anna liked that. I must admit, she was so beautiful I was stunned. Not jealous, just amazed. She's the kind could light up an alleyway on a moonless night, you know what I mean?
Look, I want to know, did anybody see anything funny at the register, okay?
Well, officer, you should have seen that woman. Hard to look at anything else.
An angel. A movie star.
A heart stopper.
The way she walked, wow.
Yeah, a real looker.
No, you, go somewhere else to get your paper and your smokes. Got an incident here.
Sorry, officer.
Okay, so I got the scene secured. Back door's barred, front's closed. Everyone was here during the theft. Except the guys are all focused on this dame. Okay, so where's this woman? Where is she? What's her story? You see her, Sammy? She's still here?
I did see her, but she's gone now. Don't see her anywhere. But she sure was a looker.
Sounds like maybe Beauty needs to answer some questions.
But she wasn't near the till. She was browsing the bookshelves.
And this you know because you were watching her with your eyes bugged out?
Well, yeah. Sorry. My boss is gonna kill me.
Don't worry until you got to. The store's insured, he writes it off. He won't kill you, that would be homicide. He may fire you, though. So, what did you notice?
Me? I noticed her, a stunner. I froze and so did everyone in here. When she left, it was like a light went out in the place. Cause she wasn't there anymore, and then things seemed so ordinary and ho-hum again. That's all I remember, honest. But I snapped out of it, because they had to get my wife a magazine, her lady's own journal.
Jesus, getting nowhere fast here. What are these people on?
Beauty? Really? Astonishing beauty, you know? Like Plato said, everything in the world is a manifestation of its ideal form. Like a marvel of nature. And she was that. She was also a natural blonde.
Yes. I could tell.
I thought so too.
Yeah, ditto. I didn't see any roots.
So, when did this beauty leave? Anyone see where she went? Which direction?
Damn, I forgot the aspirin.
But she was nowhere near the cash register. Well, she just bought mints, put a quarter on the counter, and went to look at the books. Then,
Jeez, you guys are hopeless as eyewitnesses.
Hey, I got a Purple Heart serving the U.S.
Well, we're not detectives.
Have some respect. Good luck, copper.
You handed off to a pal, Sammy? I know you got a kid on the way.
No, I swear. I swear.
I know times are hard.
I'd never do that.
Well, don't skip town.
So, what was the take, Mom?
Almost $300. Told you that fool keeps the drawer open so he can sell punch boards fast. Enough for our Caribbean vacation, huh? Tucked right here in the trustworthy New York Times. Didn't even get ink on my white gloves. Told you, kiddo, no one notices a woman my age.
That was The Age of Invisibility, or The Eyes Have It, written by Celinda Tyson. Directed by Rachel Clem. Sound design and editing by Jay Zeta. Featuring the voice talents of Troy Suter as Sammy, Randall Kennedy, Amelia Lumpkin, Jared Pierce, and Nat Sherwood as the customers, Denise Sepik as Mom, John Paul Middlesworth as the cop, and Rachel Horowitz as the bombshell. Music was adapted from Hard Boiled, Deadly Roulette, and Fast Talkin' by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and used under Creative Commons license. All other sound effects are public domain, taken from freesound.org. And that brings us to the end of the 4th Annual North Carolina Audio Play Festival. We hope you've enjoyed the premieres of these 6 original audio plays from local North Carolina playwrights. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as part of the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival. Theme music for this episode was created by Jason Quarter. For more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There you can find our previous radio play festivals and full audio series. I'm Jay Zeta. Thank you for listening. Anything's possible.